This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. Perhaps the issue that worries current educators the most is where the next generation of teachers will come from. Lots of teachers are leaving the profession, but what's scarier than that is the shrinking number of people who choose teaching as a career. As KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, you can blame economics and politics.
To really understand the climate teachers labor under now, you have to listen to Republican presidential candidates Jeb Bush and Chris Christie at the first debate on Fox.
Real school choice across the board, challenging the teachers' union and beating them is the way to go.
We fought the teachers' union.
Certainly not unlike what you would hear in Topeka or Jefferson City, where questioning how public school teachers do their jobs is common in both capitals.
Almost everything that's done in the legislature in the last 2 years has been a slap in the face of professional teachers.
That's Professor John Richard Schrock, who has been training science teachers at Emporia State University for the past 30 years. In the last few sessions, Kansas lawmakers have stripped state-protected tenure from teachers, tried to severely restrict what they can bargain for, and cut classroom funding. 15 years ago, about 240 credentialed biology teachers entered the profession in Kansas. That number has steadily dropped over time and hit a low last year of just 48 new biology teachers.
Okay, every day we're going to look at a professional publication.
This is General Biology 584. Every Emporia State student who wants to teach science in middle or high school must take this class. But this semester, there are only 3 students, down from about a dozen who used to take the class. Kylie Fannin, still from Shawnee, says lots of her classmates would like to teach, but she says it's just not worth it anymore.
We don't want to spend all that time working to get our teaching license and be able to become a teacher and then having to deal with the administration and just not getting any respect.
Bill Nicely, the superintendent in the Kearney School District in Clay County, agrees and says he's tired of public school and teacher bashing by politicians. Nicely says there's a perfect storm facing education right now: attacks by politicians, reduced funding, and a rebounding economy.
It seems to me that it has become politically appropriate to bash public schools, and that's not right. It just isn't.
Why, he argues, would someone step into that educational perfect storm when they could do something else?
I think that we as a society have forgotten the value that teachers bring to today's children.
Not that educators think things would be perfect without politics. Nicely admits the union sometimes makes it more difficult to fire a failing teacher. Schrock says education schools have done a poor job weeding out students who might fail as a teacher. Veteran teachers are worried about who will follow them.
If you were a young teacher and you had some other opportunities, would you stay around to put up with all of this?
Paul Stewie has been doing it for 40 years. He teaches AP European History at Blue Valley West High School and fears for the profession because of the current political climate.
Politicians don't get it. They don't understand. They haven't been teachers. They don't really understand the challenges. And they're thinking of the bottom line most of the time, and they're thinking anybody can do it.
There's a shortage of teachers everywhere, and the pipeline will continue to dry up, educators say, unless politicians ease up on their teacher bashing. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.
This story is part of KCUR's ongoing Teaching It Forward project. To hear more stories like this one, you can go to our website at kcur.org/teaching.